evening and welcome. Magic Bazaar has been around for 14 years, and it's a pleasure to introduce them tonight. And tonight's show is The Year of the Dragon.
What this audience is about to experience is a special performance created especially for them and for their venue.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here at the lovely Warner Grand!
San Pedro's Warner Grand Theater on Saturday, July 14th, 2012.
We're celebrating 14 years of the Magic Bazaar!
The Magic Bazaar is San Francisco's longest-running magic show. Co-founders Michael Stroud and Fontaine Riddle created the show in 1998.
We spent 5 years at a home theater, sort of a base theater called the Campbell Gaslighter Theater, not far from San Francisco. So every month we were performing, and I'd get the opportunity to write something new for each show, because who wants to see the same show? Nobody.
What do you have for the Year of the Dragon?
The Year of the Dragon is a very special one. Of course, in the Chinese zodiac, it only comes around every 12 years, but this is the Year of the Water Dragon. That only comes around every 60 years.
And now, classic sleight of hand for the most fragile, symbol of life, the egg.
Michael Stroud, who's better known as Majinga the Magician, is the central performer in the Magic Bazaar.
You will see a lot of ancient Chinese magic. I guarantee you will see things you've never seen before. And you'll also see magic from India and different types of European illusions throughout the years, and a lot of interesting stuff.
And I've written music for this event that we're doing.
When our upstairs neighbors turn on their dishwasher machine, it has a certain distinct rhythm. So I write to their washer machine. I know when they're doing their washer machine. So there I am, you know. I think I wrote out, there's some new phrases that I'm going to be singing for this.
Besides being the show's composer and musical director, Fontaine is the Magic Bazaar's vocalist and instrumentalist. Her husband, sitar player Farhan Khan, also known as Flash, is the show's groove creator and beat creator.
My background is jazz and rock, so that's why I create beats and Fontaine put her singing, and we do a lot of trial and something comes up good.
And together, as world band Fontaine's muse, Fontaine and Flash provide a live soundtrack for the Magic Bazaar shows. In addition to Majinga, Fontaine, and Flash, the Magic Bazaar's Year of the Dragon show would have three additional onstage stars and a number of offstage ones. Jeannie Perry, also known as Magic Jeannie, is Majinga's partner.
I used to compete in sports acrobatics, and later I was in circus, where I did Spanish Web and a lot of the ordinary kind of chorus stuff that you would do for circus. And the coach for my acrobatics team was doing lighting for the Magic Bazaar. And he said, oh, this awesome magician, he's so incredible, you gotta come down and see it. And he really needs a good assistant. So I came down and I saw one of the rehearsals, and then next month I was in the show.
Allison Abrams, better known as the alluring Alayla, is Majinga's assistant. How did you start with the Magic Bazaar?
When I was about 12 years old, I found Pabima Hess Circus up in the Bay Area. And it's an instructional circus, and Jeannie was one of the instructors. As I went through and started growing up, I became one of the master instructors. And Jeannie looked at me and said, you know, you would make a great assistant for the Magic Bazaar. That's when I met Mike, and everything just sort of blended together from there.
We have an incredible belly dancer and a scholar of Asian art and Asian dance. She's also the snake wrangler. And she's going to be doing a dance, and she's also going to be doing pre-show entertainment in the lobby. Can't wait for that.
That would be Marguerite Kusahara, who has both a background in anthropology and a number of years of field work in northern China.
I was at a belly dance conference called Rakasa in Northern California in Oakland, and I was wandering through the crowd wearing this beautiful hand-painted silk dress. And Fontaine walked up to me and said, "Come to our magic show. I really like your costume." I said, "I'd really like to be in your magic show." She said, "Why not? You could be. What do you do?" So I told her, you know, I danced and I do sword walking and a number of other kinds of magic, and they put me in the show. They introduced me to Michael Stroud, aka Majinga, and they put me in the show.
Everyone say ooh. Say ah. Unexpected surprises await you tonight.
How did you first get the idea to bring the Magic Bazaar from San Francisco down here for this special show?
That's really Fontaine's doing. She's the incentive. She's created a music scene down here over the years to the point where she finally had to move down here. So now we're bridging the gap.
I found out about the Southern California show from Majinga and Jeannie. They got the deal with the theater because Fontaine and Farhan had moved down to the area and they were building an audience. And we found this great, wonderful partnership with the Warner Graham Theater. When we set the date for the show, Majinga and I traveled down in, I believe, February or April, and we did several shows checking out the place, and it was just such a beautiful experience. I couldn't wait to come back here to this theater.
And once the idea for the Year of the Dragon show for 2012 took root, the next step was to get the funding. Fontaine launched a Kickstarter campaign. Her goal, $3,500 by May 17th.
So if we don't make our full amount, then we won't get any of it that we've already had contributors. We're halfway there.
But a week prior to that deadline date, backers had pledged a little more than half that amount.
The 11th hour, we had some old friends of our Magic Bazaar from the Northern California area come step up to the plate and hit a home run. So there you go.
In fact, there were some additional home runs as well. Fontaine's Kickstarter campaign wound up being funded for almost $1,000 more than the original goal, and the show was on.
First of all, we're very grateful and we're just filled with gratitude because of all of the contributions everyone has come up with the Kickstarter funding process. We have taken that funding and put it to good use, putting our show together.
And now that their dream was becoming a reality, the stars of the Magic Bazaar had a lot of work ahead.
We are doing all the music for the whole show, and Majinga is here just to do yesterday and today and tomorrow. We're gonna have about 2 to 3 hour, 4 hour rehearsal in our house.
We're trying to put things together in a rehearsal that's really intense.
The music part is not that hard because it's me and her, and I use a lot of tracks. But bringing the show, such as the big props, that the illusions, he'd probably have to bring 2 big trucks around into St. Pedro.
We have lots of different sections to rehearse. You can't bring everything for a full magic show in one rehearsal. So we do little parts. We'll do like 3 of the acts in one rehearsal, then the next rehearsal we'll do 3.
And it's probably gonna take about a day or two to set up, because we're gonna have a Thursday and Friday to set up in there. So that's the challenge, and we kind of know that.
And magic or not, that's not to say that everything always went smoothly with the Magic Bazaar show in general or with preparing for Year of the Dragon in particular.
Costumes are flying, beads are flying off of costumes, and feathers are flying everywhere.
One time, I was lying on a bed of nails with a bowl of goldfish balanced on my forehead, and it fell off. But we were able to save the fish.
I forgot half of my gear. I left it in San Jose, and luckily I left it in a safe place. And so one of the gals has to squeeze all of my electronic gear in her Prius. You know, it's, you know, creative people, it's like herding cats. You know, so here we are, meow. But, you know, we really do. We always land on our feet. We always come through, and we're stronger for it. Now, it's just thinking we're growing as people, and we've stretched ourselves. And this is an inspiration to me to keep on going, and an encouragement as well.
And with that July 14th performance date coming ever closer, the creative family that are the cast of San Francisco's Magic Bazaar headed into final rehearsals for their special show Year of the Dragon and looked ahead to their first Southern California production.